Hello, and welcome to the Fireborn Inspirations Life Devotional Series, hosted by the Reverend Jane Babbage, as she shares her perspective and wisdom on an array of life-changing experiences which are designed to inspire your heart while often making you laugh, think, and or chuckle. Now here's your host, the Reverend Jane Babbage.
Greetings and welcome to today's episode of Walking with an Apostle, my life devotional series, a storytelling of my life experiences with God, His Word, and His servant. This is the last episode of this devotional series, Walking with an Apostle, and I wanted to share with you the story of how God, by His power of designed influence of the Holy Spirit, guided me into accepting the assigned Walking with the Apostle. I realized in looking at what we had shared in this podcast series that I never really gave the understanding of how that all came about. So this ending episode is what that is for. And I really feel that God used divine influence in other people's lives and in my life to bring this about. So let's take a look at what is influence. Now, if you look at the dictionary definition, it says that it's impossible to perceive and that is executed to cause change. But in the 1800s, influence was defined as this. It is the power to introduce or return someone or something to the right flow of life. In my story, his influence is a mixture of those. It's the impossible to perceive because, trust me, neither myself or Apostle Akins set out to have this to happen. And it was brought about to bring change. But it was also to introduce and return something or someone, the someone being me, to the right flow of life. Over 15 years ago, Dr. A was a Bible teacher in the church that I was going to. Now you see, I knew her, but I wanted nothing to do with her. And when I tell you that, I am serious. I would watch her from afar and say, I don't think so. Not that she was doing anything wrong. In fact, it was her strength and confidence of the knowledge and understanding of the word that made me go, I don't need all that. You know, I go to Bible study, I go to church, I read my Bible. I really don't need to be involved with somebody that is all that into the word. It was kind of like a good swimmer that goes to the gym every morning to swim laps. But they end up every day swimming next to a gifted swimmer that just glides through the water and makes it sound so easy and just makes it effortless while they're on the other lane trying to get to the other end of the pool without putting their legs down to stabilize themselves. I mean, like, who needs to do that to themselves? Who needs to engage with somebody that you know from the jump, from the start, is going to make you feel maybe kind of a little bit not all that? Again, not because Apostle Akins puts that out there. It was me. It was what was going on in me. Now, notice this. I realized that God influenced me to thinking about meeting with her by my protesting. Because, see, I thought about it. When I would see her at church on Sunday, I would look at her talking to people and ministering to people, and I would think about it. And I thought about it a lot. And I kept saying, I don't need that. But God was using even my own protesting to make me think about it. God is wise. And he is using all that he uses in our life. When the word says that he is over all, hovering over all of our life, he does. And it was my protesting made me comfortable with thinking about it, even though I thought I was rejecting it. See, God knew that the direct approach would not work with me. If somebody would have brought her up to me and said, hey, you need to meet this woman. She's a revelatory teacher. She can change your life. I would have went, see ya. Wouldn't want anything to do with it. God knew that about me. But he used his agents of influence to crack open that closed door in my heart and my spirit. And that door opening could only be done by somebody that I trusted. So this is what God did. I had a precious spiritual daughter, and she was a worship dancer. And she heard that Dr. Akins was teaching a class on the Bride of Christ at the Bible school. So she signed up for it. Every week after the class, she would stop at my house, come running in, and go, "Oh, you got to come. You got to hear this teaching. You got to hear this teacher." And I would go, "Mm-hmm." And she would talk and talk and talk about it. And she'd go, "Now, you know you need to meet her." And she'd kiss me on the cheek and run out the door. From the very beginning, when she did that, I would think about it. And I'd say, "No, I don't think I want to do that." But I'm here to tell you that week after week, as God used Apostle Akins to change that sweet worshiper's heart and mind on who she was as a worshiper, and I saw the transformation, it opened my heart a little bit because I dearly loved that precious girl. And I saw how God was using somebody that I didn't want anything to do with to change her life. Now, please understand, influence orchestrated by God does not push, it reveals. And that is a powerful thing to understand. If you're ever in the situation when somebody's trying to push something on you and tell you it's God, it's not. God always reveals his love and his plan over your life, in your life, through your life, but it doesn't push. A few weeks later, a different person in the same church, which I dearly loved, was the worship leader. And we met regularly because this individual would help me do conferences. And Dr. Akins was then teaching a class on the realms of salvation. And this young man signed up to go. Now here I found myself again in the situation that somebody I cared about was going to her teaching. And he came out of the teaching the very first night and handed me a recording and said, "You got to listen to this." I smiled and I wrapped his hand up around it and I just said, "No, that's okay. That's for you to listen to." Now, this young man had been a worship leader for over a decade. But going through that course, that revelatory course about the realms of salvation, changed him so dramatically on how he would understand how to enter into the Holy of Holies of the Lord in worship, that I sat there and went, "Wow, God's influence is always covered with love and grace, not pressure to perform, but love and grace." So a few weeks into it, he came to me again and he said, "You've got to listen to this." So I took it. I got in my car. I began to listen to it. I don't even remember driving home. I don't know how I got home. But I pulled in my driveway, and it was just ending, but I realized there was a part two. And I went, "Oh." So I reached out to my friend, and I said, "Hey, do you have the part two?" And he said, "Yeah, but you need to go to a class to get it." So he was like trying to trick me. But I said, "No, that's okay." So I kept listening to the part one, and it just kept ministering to me. Then God, in his influence, through these two individuals, opened me up enough that he could then move. And how he moved was, I was leaving church one day, and I was going through the door one way, and Dr. Akins was coming through the other way, and she plowed me right into the wall with the door. And she was so upset. She's all apologetic, going, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Are you okay? Are you okay?" And I have my hands up like I was being robbed, and I was like, "No, I'm okay. I'm okay," because I just wanted her to leave. And she kept saying to me, "Are you okay?" And at that moment, the Holy Spirit said to me, "Are you okay?" And she walked away, but that rang in my spirit. "Are you okay?" And that encounter, mixed with the divine influence of his agents of influence in my life, made me say, I don't know. And for that, the Lord began to say, do you trust me? Do you trust me? Trust was very hard for me. I had been rejected a lot, betrayed, hurt. And I tried to close the door that the influence and that encounter opened, but I couldn't. And I kept hearing, are you okay? So I left church one Sunday after leaving and having a wonderful time in worship. And I heard the Lord say as I got in my car, are you okay? And I said, okay, Lord, I'll reach out. So I reached out to Dr. Akins, and that began an extraordinary journey that neither Dr. A or I could have ever planned, because God's influence moved me by using other people to accept this journey. But what I didn't realize was he was also working on his servant. See, I was all about me. I wasn't worried about whether she wanted to or whether she knew me or anything, but God was working on her also. I did this series because I wanted to share and demonstrate the length and the depth that God will go to give us healing and guide us and teach us, and then turn around and show us how to do it for other people. Even in the times that I was so sure I wanted nothing to do with his servant, God wasn't worried, because it was all part of his divine plan and divine influence in my life. And I'm here to tell you that if you are called to walk with one of the fivefold ministry individuals that are called of God, an apostle, a prophet, an evangelist, a teacher, or a pastor, I encourage you, it is a privilege, and embrace it. Now, my journey has not all been wonderful. There's been some difficult times, but it's all been orchestrated by God. And that's where he kept saying, are you okay? Do you trust me? I would like to, as I end this last session of this podcast series, I would like to pray for you according to Ephesians 3, 14 to 20. For this cause, I bow my knee unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you would grant us, according to the riches of your glory, to the strengthening with might by your Spirit in the inner man. See, what was going on in me, nobody knew. Everybody that saw me thought I was a happy individual, thought I had everything going. I had a husband, a daughter, a nice job. But I was crumbling on the inside. And see, that's where God looks. He's all about what's going on in your heart, what's going on in your spirit. And I was a Christian of over 20 years. I had even worked in women's ministry. But I was crumbling. And that's why I was so fearful to trust him to let somebody in that I knew in the depths of my spirit could help me. Have you been there? Have you been there where God has brought somebody in your life and you knew it was God, but you struggled? But according to Ephesians, it says, so that you may be able to comprehend the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. I can tell you, I'm still on the journey, but I can tell you, I sit here today knowing God more, loving God more, trusting God more, because he designed that Holy Ghost influence to bring me to the place of saying, I need you, God. Whatever you want, Lord. And he ends the scripture, now unto him who is able to exceedingly abundantly above what we ask or think. When I entered this journey, I had no idea what God had. I had no idea what he was going to do. All I knew is what he said to me, do you trust me? But he has done exceedingly abundantly above all I could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be all the glory. I encourage you, my friends, that if you have the opportunity, if you're given that influential position to walk with the fivefold ministry, embrace it. Give it your all. Trust God with it. Because you will, as Apostle Aikens, there's a saying that she says, and I'm going to use it today as we end, you will never, ever, ever be the same again. Thank you so much for listening to this series. And until next time, remember, we craft our life and legacy daily. Do it as it becometh you.
Did you enjoy that? Well, we thought you would. We also invite you to check out more resources from Jane Babbage by logging onto the website at www.fireborninspirations.com or follow us at Fireborn Inspirations on Instagram and Facebook. Until next time, we say thanks again for listening and encourage you to continue to craft your life and legacy daily as it becometh you. This program is produced by Creative Impact, LLC, with all rights reserved.